So we have been asked to resign ourselves to the will of God. Will is nothing but the power of God, active in nature, active in universals. Will is nothing but the power of God, active in nature, active in ourselves. By surrendering ourselves to the divine power and will, we will release within us the supreme bliss and peace which is locked up. By surrendering ourselves to the divine power and will, we will release within us that supreme bliss and peace which is locked up. People have often asked him, often, what about the free will? And how does it stand in relation to divine will? Really, there is no free will, only the divine will working everywhere. It is a mistake to think we have got any power to do anything. In the Bhagavad Gita, there is a sloka in which God says, it is my will and power that prevails through the entire earth. Know this world means myself, causing all movements in it, all changes in it. So he is at the inception, at the growth of things, at the destruction of things. It is one power that does all things in the universe, and if we submit to that power and know that power is active in us, then we will be freed from the ego. And that moment we realize we are the unchanging, immortal, all-pervading, spiritual and universal truth and spirit. To know that we are spirit is to know him. To know that we are that spirit is to know him, and this is spirituality. Some portion you are able to get. He touches upon what is spirituality. When he says, spirituality that cannot be applied in actual life is no spirituality. He clearly mentions that. There we started. He says, spirituality that cannot be applied in actual life is no spirituality. God is in the world and is acting through every one of us. God realization does not mean disappearing into some unknown realm beyond the world. True spirituality consists in our living in this world, moving in it, serving all beings, all the time being conscious of the divine within us and everywhere around us. True spirituality consists in our living in this world, moving in it, serving all beings, all the time being conscious of the divine within us and everywhere around us. Make us know of the knowable and the ultimate point to be reached or realized, which is bereft of all these knowables. Through Nirvana Shadgam, he was taking us from stage to stage. Then, Papa's words on how Nama chanting helps us to reach this stage. Through witness consciousness, through concentration, absolute, whole-souled concentration and absorption in the sound. And how does it take us? Through the sound, he says, we will be led to the soundlessness. What we heard from the Nirvana Shadga, he was now telling us through Ramnam also, we can do that. For that, of course, in order to ensure that we are in a position to apply it in a whole-souled way, our outer activities should become pure. So we try to bring in, Rama chanting will enable us to bring in this dimension, this love dimension, in all that we think, in all that we talk, in all that we do. We have to be awake, we have to be alert. That is why Papa specifically said, with faith and devotion we should chant. Not merely chanting. When we say devotion and faith, it will be a whole-souled chanting. The mind will not go anywhere else. It won't be a mechanical repetition. Then the Nama will lead us from stage to stage and lead us. Then later on, we also heard Papa's spirituality. To make it more clear, you know, the stillness or whatever we call, what the Nirvana Shadgam was trying to take us, or what Papa has been trying to take us through Ramana, he also defines what is spirituality. Some clues. As spirit, we are all one. As matter, we are all different. So we are trying to identify this common denominator in everybody, the spirit. And that which relates to the spirit is called spiritual. And he gives us clues. So many things are happening inside. Can we arrogate that we are doing it? Papa says it is the same power that is doing inside is responsible for the outer activities. If we closely watch, our spiritual growing will enable us to make us realize that everything goes on by His. It goes on automatically, like an automaton. Unnecessarily, the I thought goes and catches hold of that thought, word and deed and owns it.
Kidnaps.
then we miss the link. We get disconnected. So our spiritual growing should enable us. We should keep on watching. And whenever we fail, we forget, we again catch hold of His feet. Pray, cry, ask Him to intervene. We tried our level best, again the fellow is going out. Then Papa has assured us that we will also get the answer. So today's program, let us try to blend it like this, so that they have more and more clarity. 10:45. Thank you very much.